Well, I'm not going to go into sort of how many times, what proportion, you know, of in instances there have been sort of either approvals or declinations of these recommendations that come forward. But I can just tell you that there have been numerous times where individuals that were put forward for consideration for this type of action, it was declined. You make reference to signature strikes that are frequently reported in the press. I was speaking here specifically about targeted strikes against individuals who are involved. Everything we do, though, that is carried out against Al-Qaeda is carried out consistent with the rule of law, the authorization of use of military force, and domestic law. And we do it with a similar rigor, and there are various ways that we can make sure that we are taking the actions that we need to prevent a terrorist attack. That's the whole purpose of whatever action we use, the tool we use, it's to prevent attack and to save lives. And so I spoke today for the first time openly about, again, what's commonly referred to in the press as drones, remotely piloted aircraft that can give you that type of laser-like precision that can excise that terrorist or that threat in a manner that, again, with the medical metaphor, that will not damage the surrounding tissue. And so what we're really trying to do, Al-Qaeda is a cancer throughout the world. It has metastasized in so many different places. And when that metastasized tumor becomes lethal and malignant, that's when we're going to take the action that we need to.
Last